This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know who's an interesting cat? I say cat because we've spent a lot of time talking about the Tiger King with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. She knows what she's dressing up as at Halloween, and we all know it. Good morning. How was your weekend? Do anything fun?
Yeah, I went out on boat a little bit.
My daughter
had a friend in from college, and she just kind of laid back and relaxed, except for that stormy night. That was something.
My goodness, the light show that was put on. I know there were a couple of thousand people without power here in Macon County. Thankfully,
yeah, we had crews out all weekend, too. Public Works folks trying to clear the roads because we had a ton of huge trees down. It was amazing.
Yeah, and there was, you know, I'm not sure, you know, the heavy winds, you know, you get into those areas where it's sort of not a tornado, but kind of like a tornado. It hasn't really been designated, but it does basically the same damage.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if lightning actually struck the base of some of these trees or what. We thought we were going to lose a couple. We've got some big trees in our backyard. We didn't. But, boy, driving around yesterday, there's a lot out there that's down.
Yeah.
Big, giant trees.
Yep, Park District, I know, too, was at work. We'll visit with Bill, top of the hour, you know, because they have a lot of trees. So hopefully everyone's okay and power has been restored and all of that. But I mean, we're still in a dangerous time of the year. We live here in central Illinois. This is what we get.
Well, it's kind of like tornado season stretches out longer now. But, you know, it seems like winter stretched out a little too long, too. So
yeah, everything is stretching out too long at this point. All right. So sitting here on this Monday, almost to the midpoint of July. I know the schools aren't under your purview. You know, the district has its own, you know, Board of Education. But we're, you know, we're just a few weeks away from sort of all this next phase of okay, you want to try getting that back? And we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. And when we get back, the mayor will continue I'll continue with my question and she'll have the answer. On the other side of this, stay tuned. Back with more after this.
It's a busy world out there, so Staley Credit Union is here to give you some extra time. Finance an auto loan with us, including boats and RVs, and we're offering no payments for up to 90 days. Already have an auto loan somewhere else? No problem. Refinance your auto loan with us or take advantage of a cash-out refinance. It's the same deal. Learn more at staleycu.com. Subject to credit approval. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
All right, we're back here with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. I was getting ready to ask you, the schools are expected, I mean, we're seeing this federal debate versus the states. Not quite sure why the federal government didn't really have a position on how to handle this pandemic, but yet they're taking a position on schools. Are you concerned at all about this sort of, you know, what happens next?
Well, and Brian, it's a little confusing. Tanya was talking on your show probably a week ago, talking about how the American Academy of Pediatrics, I believe it was, is urging schools to reopen because they feel like it's better for children to be, you know, to run the risk of COVID versus trying to stay at home. So there are mixed reviews on that. I'm certainly not clinical. I'm worried, you know, that as we move into cold and flu season, and you know, kids are more resilient and don't seem to get this as hard as the elderly and people with, you know, a bad immune system. But, you know, life has to go on, but at the same time, we're going to have to be very cautious. And I know there are a lot of frustrations about sports and what's going to happen with football season. And, you know, there's such an urgency, I guess, among us mentally to want to be back to normal. But, boy, if we take this too fast, we're in trouble. So the school district has a lot to consider. Right? They've got buses. They've got food, everything.
Yeah, they really do. And I think that I get the need for we want normal. But I think what's happening, Mayor, and correct me if I'm wrong, is particularly with the IHSA, you know, now they're under fire by all these coaches. It's like if you're pushed to give too much, if you build up the expectations and then 3 days later have to take them away. I mean, I don't know. It's chicken or the egg. But it's almost like to me, I'd rather just hear the realistic truth than rather we're going to be optimistic and then we got to pull back.
Well, and you know, with school kids, it's going to be really, really hard because, you know, I can't imagine how hard it would be to enforce kids wearing masks all day. You know, it's uncomfortable enough sometimes to sit in a classroom in a, but to try and be the referee on those as well as, you know, monitoring, spacing them out is going to be hard because there are limits as to how, you know, much room they have on school buses and in the cafeteria. And do you do PE? What do you do? So it's going to be a big challenge. I think the thing that we all really don't want to have happen is we don't want to go backwards. And so trying to do this as cautiously and as wisely as we possibly can. School district has a lot to consider, and all of these school districts do around us. This is not going to be easy. It, you know, in many respects, it would be helpful if we had a national policy on what we needed to do as far as, you know, whether it's wearing masks or everything, but
well, I, you
it's
know,
kind of hit and miss.
It is, but there's a lot of places that are now sort of that scoffed at this. You know, Florida, you know, had the single biggest day increase of any state since this whole thing started.
Bigger
over
than
the
New
weekend.
York,
I know, 15,299 on Sunday, and you know, when you look at this, and I understand the need, the people that feel the way. But you have people now, there's a lot of places, you know, Houston, Texas is maybe the new New York. We see what's happening down south. Now there are places that were saying no masks that are now saying masks, people that were saying no fines, now they're putting in fines. I mean, we're doing okay here. It's ticking up a little. I don't know if you're watching those statewide rates, but I just think school is going to be tough. And we keep talking about kids, but you can't have school with just kids. I mean, there are adults that have to be there.
Yeah, and a lot of teachers are not. I heard a statistic where like one in four teachers has some sort of health issue. You know, you've got the custodians, you've got the bus drivers, you've got the people who, you know, are doing everything that supports the teachers in the classroom. And you don't know if those teachers have somebody at home who is ill. So, you know, not wanting to take it home to maybe an elderly parent or a sick child. So it's there's a lot going on. And it's hard, Brian, because we're not seeing it in front of us here. You see it on the news and it's really far away. And, you know, New York was not enough to scare local people into wearing masks. But we don't have huge numbers in central Illinois right now. I don't want to have huge numbers in central Illinois, and I appreciate that we've been pretty fortunate in that respect, but it's harder to get people to buy in when they don't see it.
I know, but people here have been to Florida, you've been to Texas,
yep.
You've been to Arizona. There's nothing different about those places. I mean, there's no magic bullet as to why they have it versus here. It's just a matter of containing and being responsible and doing the right thing.
And, you know, you see this push to get back into whether it's a national convention or, you know, I think Disney World was supposed to reopen this week. I'm not sure if those, I haven't seen the news to see if that's still on. But, you know, everybody is really, it's like, because I want it, I want to be back to normal. We all want to be back to normal, but this isn't over. You know, you said we're midway through the summer almost. I'm not even sure we're midway through round one of this.
No, we're not.
So,
and there's long-term health ramifications that they're learning as well. Reading a story today that half of patients that have heart damage from this, there's neurological questions. We now have test results. The times are up to a week, you know, before you, which, you know, what do you do in that week? It, you know, can make all the difference in the world. And it's now it's twice the case rate in the military is twice that of the nationwide rate, because if you think about how people are living and on top of each other, I mean, it's just, we're not at the end. And I know everyone desperately wants to be at the end, but we're not. And you're just going to have to sacrifice a little and be patient and do what you can. But I got to tell you, Mayor, I see a lot of people out there that just have decided mentally, screw it. I'm going back to my life, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think in the beginning we were all hoping this would be over when the nice weather hit, that, you know, we would have gotten through the COVID season or what have you, and it's just not going away until we get a vaccine. And you and I have talked before, even when we get a vaccine, it's going to be controversial because it won't have been around long enough for a lot of people to feel good about getting it. So, you know, it's there's a lot still to come, as much as all of us want life like we had it, and it's unfair that it's your senior year and you want to play football that you may not get to play. It is what it is, and we can't make it go away magically.
Mayor, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have some new numbers for Macon County. We'll dive into that. We appreciate it and appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.